It's Tuesday night and time to talk Chadron State football with the head coach. It's the Jay Long Show, presented by Chadron Glass and Windows.
Cut back into him and he hit him perfectly and the ball bounced out, hit Sandersfeld, and then there was about two or three great blocks by some young football players and we ended up scoring a touchdown, which created a huge, huge momentum. That when you go back and you watch film, you know, I guess the first thing he shows is that, you know, it's never as bad as you think it is and it's never as good as you think it is. But, you know, the main takeaway was we played really well in the second half against a top team.
Here's your host, the voice of the Eagles, Dave Collins.
Jay Long joining us for our final Jay Long Show of the season. It's our Tuesday night program with the Chadron State football head coach, Jay. Always great to have you in for our shows this week. We have a lot to talk about for the season and what's coming up next for your team. First, though, we've got to acknowledge and talk a little bit about the tragedy at the University of Virginia. At the time of the taping of the show, just unbelievable. A former football player at the school allegedly murdering three of his teammates and two others shot and recovering again at the time of this taping. But I know when I saw this late last night and more earlier in the morning, it just makes you sick and it's unbelievable to read something so tragic. What was your reaction when you saw something like this? You know, you're around a football team so much, and it's hard to ever imagine this happening within the family of a football team.
Hey, you know, just first thoughts, it's just sickening and sad. I mean, it just one of the things where you don't ever know what goes through a kid's head, you know, where he's at and what type of bad place that he's in. And it's terrible because it affects so many people. It's going to affect that team. It's going to affect the families. It's going to affect that kid that made that decision. I mean, he's going to more likely be in jail for, you know, the rest of his life. And then to take away the lives of those other kids. I mean, I can't imagine as a coach going through that. My original thoughts when I read it was, is just sickening and just sad. Feel bad for the coaches. I feel bad for the kids. I feel bad for their families. It's terrible. Stinks. Yeah.
Yes, something you hope you never, ever have to read or think about or see. Our hearts and prayers are certainly with the Virginia family and the players and the families and everybody affected by the tragedy there. Coach, let's move into our normal stuff. CSC football, of course. Final game of the season was at South Dakota Mines on Saturday, a 28-7 defeat to the Hard Rockers. They finally get a piece of the Eagle Rock Trophy rivalry game in 8 tries. They've got it for the first time. Thoughts on the performance of the team on Saturday, another competitive football game?
Same thing, just kind of, you know, just disappointed is the biggest thing is, you know, with our senior class. I mean, I feel bad for them. Nobody wants to go out like that. But the fact of the matter is we did. And, you know, after watching film and, you know, I know I talked a little bit, you know, I thought our special teams, we did good on that. I thought that we played for the most part in the game. I thought our defense really, really stepped up. I really thought that our defensive line in particular really stepped up. We have 7 sacks on the day. I mean, that's a huge day. Pass breakups, I mean, that was really big too. Offensively, we have to score more points, and we have to find ways to score points. And, you know, we hit it on the week of that, you know, with our defense is going to be a good defense. They were statistically one of the top in the conference. South Dakota School Mines had the best record that they've had in Division II this year, and we knew they were going to be a good football team, and we needed to find ways to score more points. And we really just struggled moving the ball on Saturday, and there was different factors in things. You know, first half we really couldn't run the football very well at all, and we had some drop passes, and you know they got after a quarterback a little bit and got a few. I think they got 3 sacks in that first half. Second half, I thought our O-line came in and we settled in a little bit more, and we were able to protect the quarterback a little bit better. But we still were really inconsistent in our run. We ran the ball better, but not like what we needed to. And plus, we got into a point where we had to throw the ball, especially towards the, you know, that fourth quarter. We were down by 3 touchdowns. We got to throw, and when they made us one dimensional, and that's something that we struggled all season with scoring points, and we need to, you know, in this offseason address that, and we need to go out and develop our guys, and we need to find some guys that can make differences.
And we'll get into a lot of those things coming up here, Coach, on the offensive side and what you might want to try to do on the defensive side, too, although the cupboard really stocked well with good young talent like Hunter O'Connor. He gave you a great chance to make some things happen field position-wise and just stop that high-octane Tech offense on Saturday. Hunter O'Connor set a record on Saturday, fans, single-season record of 16 sacks. He broke it by two full sacks. Hunter had five of them on Saturday, including nine tackles for loss. How is he so dominant, Coach? He's just like, he's an unstoppable force.
You know, Dave, he's just relentless. And when you look at him, and you know, he's still young. I mean, he's got a lot of football left in him. You know, he started off the year, the first five games, he only had two sacks. And, you know, we changed a little bit with the scheme of things, and Coach Sassy was able to put him in some opportunities where he could win his one-on-one matchups, but he just really took advantage of you know, just getting better as the season progressed. And you know, he also, Dave, he missed a game also. He missed a game due to injury. So
right, yeah.
When you look at it, you know, really he had, you know, all the would that be 14 sacks in the last six games, and he really came on. And Dave, it wasn't against, you know, it was against high competition. You know, he got Pueblo. He had, I think, two or three against Pueblo, and just really proud of him. He's just really relentless. He's a top football player. Dave, he's one of those guys that, you know, when we talk about culture, we talk about guys to build upon. He's one of those guys, and he's one of those guys that has a great football mentality. And, you know, I always tease him. He always looks like he's always mad, and he's not. He's a kid that's but he has that face where he always looks like he's mad. But he's just really a serious kid that takes things serious, and he goes out and competes. And I just can't say how I'm proud of him I am. And, you know, Dave, we talked about this numerous times, but I think it's important to say again, you know, he was one of those kids that in 2020 really took the advantage of the COVID year and really was able to make himself a better football player. And he developed, he really got a year on his development because of it.
Yeah.
And when you look at it, Xavier Harrell and Dax Girardi, Kean Martin, those guys on defense, you know, they really had really were able to utilize that year. And those guys were names that you talked about numerously on the radio and guys that were stars for us with things. So those are guys that, like I said, we got to continue to build upon. They're going in their junior year now.
With what Hunter accomplished this year, it is easy to forget he missed the game. And I kind of had slipped my mind for a second. And all due respect to Fort Lewis, that's the one he missed. And he might have had 10 against Fort Lewis this year. They had a very bad season. But it just is a testament to how incredible his season really was. And Joey Guile and Richie McCormack were two other guys that were just incredible on Saturday with all the plays they made. A true freshman in McCormack and a veteran in Guile, who's still got a couple more years if he wants to play that many with us. But just great to see them play well and know that they've got a chance to come back for a while.
Exactly. You know, also just to add on to Hunter, you know, he set an RMAC record for tackles for loss yesterday. He's the player of the week, the RMAC player of the week. Also, he's second in the nation in sacks. Top player, did an outstanding job, had an outstanding year, and a guy that we're going to, you know, need him to build upon and continue. To stress it. I think he's five overall in sacks and in overall sacks. So, I mean, he could really put this sack record out of reach at Shattern State, because the record that he beat was at least, I think it was 97, 98, or 99. Whenever when Casey Barron, one of my teammates, and it was 99, it was his senior year. And then before that was Dolphy. And Dolphy was not playing when I was there, so I'm assuming it's in the early 90s, 90, 91, 92, 93. So, pretty cool.
Hunter with two more full seasons of eligibility to go, and he's already tied for fifth all time, like Coach said, at CSC. Awesome and incredible stuff. Coach, a final cap on the season. What are some of the top things you're going to take from the year? You know, the good, the bad, what you learned the most about where your team is and where the program currently stands as you start heading into the offseason.
You know, Dave, one of the things that, you know, really stands out is, you know, our first five games of the year was against teams that were they were ranked at some time in the country, and minus Utah Tech, but Utah Tech is a Division I team, you know, with that. So when you look at it, we came out of those five games and we were really, really beat up, and that's something that stands out right away. What we need to do is we need to utilize, we got to figure out why were we getting hurt, and some things that kind of stood out to us is that, you know, we really got to focus on our summertime weight room. And, you know, Dave, we had one of our best turnouts that we've had, but it needs to be the whole month of June and the whole month of July, not just part of the summer. And what we have found was our guys that got hurt, they were here all summer, both June and July, lifting. Those guys were able to come back in games. Hunter O'Connor is one of those examples. Joey Giles, one of those examples. Bramer is one of those examples. Heath B. Miller is one of those examples. And the guys that weren't here all summer, they're the ones, they had trouble coming back from them. You know, so that's something that we've got to address. We got to address that. Obviously we can't make it mandatory, but, you know, kids have to know the importance of it, and they got to see the importance of it. And, you know, I think that's something that right away that, you know, we got to go out and we got to address. We got to figure out ways to do that. I will know, Dave. Right now I got coaches looking to see how many games we missed that our starters missed this year due to injury.
Yeah.
But it's high, Dave. It's really high.
Oh, and, yeah.
Highest I've ever been. And so we've got to get that fixed. And was it because we played a higher level of competition right off the bat? Physically, we got to get ourselves, you know, ready to play those things. The second thing is an automatic thing we got to, you know, look at and we got to address is that we got to figure out ways to win the close games. I mean, there's at least 3 to 4 games that were close and had opportunities to win. And this last weekend, I know it was 28-7, but we had our opportunities that we could win that game.
Yeah.
And we got to figure out ways to win those close games. And we got to, you know, and that comes down to confidence. That comes down to young guys getting the experience and then making those plays. And then Dave, we got to address a few other position needs, and whether that's through the portal, whether that's through junior college, but all of those things. And we got to continue to develop our young guys. So that also has got to be a part with it. But when we bring those transfers in, it isn't that they're automatically going to start, but they got to come in and they got to compete, and our young guys got to come in and compete with them, and then the cream will rise to the top.
Yeah, it's got to kind of be the perfect mix of all of that, right, Coach?
Yeah.
And as we look ahead, you know, in the postgame show, you mentioned several of the things you just talked about a moment ago. Number one, hitting the transfer portal and bringing in some guys, and we're losing a ton of seniors, so there's already some positions that are a little thinner in experience, mm-hmm. but then the seniors leave as well, and, you know, offensive line comes to mind.
Yeah.
May have to get some guys
yeah.
out there, maybe some secondary.
Yeah.
Some other places. Are those the top areas you're kind of looking at there?
Without a doubt, Dave. We've got to be able to run the football. And this year, I think we were 4th in the conference or 5th in the conference in running the football. And Dave, over the years, we've always been top 3. And we got to be up there in that top 3. And protecting the quarterback, that changes everything also. Our O-line is obviously an immediate need with things. You know, Dave, you said our seniors. We had 15 seniors that are they played their last game on Saturday. Out of those 15, 8 of them were major contributors. Bobby Peel was an all-conference performer last year. I think Taven Bray it plays at an all-conference level.
Yeah.
And I hope he gets it this year. I guess I'll put it that way. I think he has the talent and he plays like he should
mm-hmm.
To get it. You know, we've got to identify, you know some areas. And yes, David, one of them's corners and the other is tackles. And we've got to go out and find some guys. And we probably got to bring in a bunch them too. We got to bring in 3 to 4 and have guys compete and then let the cream rise to the top. And because some kids will come and not, it just doesn't work out. And then there'll be some guys that love it, like Bobby and Justin Calderon.
Yeah.
Both those two guys came in as transfers and been, you know, they're going to be 2 of the best to ever wear the jersey. And, you know, so that's something that, you know, we gotta continue to push and got to continue to get a couple of those guys. Because that's, I think we have, those things are going to be, those two positions are differences in winning games.
Yeah, and you've got it, absolutely. And there's always the injury thing, too, with some of the, you know, Mason Hamilton and Preston Pearson with mm-hmm. significant injuries. Are they going to be ready for next year? I don't know if that question could be answered yet. Heath B. Miller's mm-hmm. knee getting banged
yep.
up and then missing
yep.
time. I don't know if you plan on quarterback yep. out there or not, or yep. if you always want to try to have a quarterback mm-hmm. coming in with the way quarterbacks change teams and get injured.
Yeah, you know, we need to have a scholarship quarterback at every class, and that is something that Coach Smith has done a good job of. We do have a quarterback on scholarship at every class, and we need to continue that. And because you don't want get yourself in a hole. And like this year, I think we've had five quarterbacks, you know, play in a game. And, yeah. When we go into spring, you know, Heath was playing on a banged knee all year. When you look at him the first three games and then look at him after the knee, you know, he wasn't as mobile in there. He wasn't able to run the football like he was those first games. I mean, we rushed for 190 yards against Angelo State. I'm pretty sure, I haven't looked lately, but I know midway through the season, that was the highest anybody rushed on him. Carl School Mines only rushed for 110 on him, and Carl School Mines, they can run the football.
Yeah.
And, so it was that part where Heath was really giving us some great opportunities there. I thought Preston, I think, completed 70% of his passes. He really came in and really did a good job. Then he got banged up making a first down run for the team, and just kind of a weird deal, and wasn't able to finish the season. And then Mason versus Western State, I thought he really competed really well with things. And then, you know, we got Gavin Gerritsen, who's the other freshman quarterback. He needed to gain some weight in this offseason. He gained 10 pounds in the off season, and you know he's going to be, you know, getting into the mix. One of the things, Dave, that we've done, I've never done before, also is, you know, we're doing three practices this week with our freshmen. And when you look at it, the whole year, Dave, we've focused on. I'm going to give, for example, the whole year I've been focused on Axel Turk at our right tackle.
Yeah.
And behind him is Morgan Roper. And when you most of my effort and most of our effort for the past 11 months has been to make sure Axel's playing at the highest level he can at right tackle.
Sure.
Well, Morgan Roper now is practicing this week, and he is getting those extra times with us, and now he is getting all of our energy. And it gives them three last practices, lets them finish on a positive note, lets us be able to give them honest evaluations while we're in our right now meetings. From Monday morning, I woke up at 5:45, and then at 6:45 I was at work, and then 7 o'clock we had a staff meeting, and then from 8 all the way till 3 o'clock was our meetings with each individual player. And in that meeting, we're talking about strength, we're talking about health with their injuries, we're talking about life decisions, we're talking about defense, offense, special teams, and then we're talking about what do they need to do to increase their role. And Monday was our linebacker D-line day. Tuesday, today is our defensive backs and special teams day. And then Wednesday and Thursday will be our offensive days. And then we're finishing with practices with our young guys. So it gives us more opportunities to evaluate our guys. And I think it's something that we can do to continue to get our guys to be better.
Coach, when you go through all the evaluations and you look at things on the offensive side of the ball at the end of the week, 6 games with 17 or fewer points scored this year, fans have, you know, curious to, is what you might look to do to kind of springboard the offense into some higher point totals. Any early thoughts on how you can accomplish that, or is it just a matter of maybe being all healthy finally next year with some of the guys that are there?
Dave, it's just all the above. We got to go out and compete. We got to play better. We've got to coach better, and you know, and also we've got to just continue to grow and get older. I mean, one of the biggest things that last year's O-line was probably, you know, out of my 11 seasons being here, I mean, arguably they're one of the better ones O-lines that we've had.
Yeah,
and it goes in cycles. We develop those guys. We're still the offensive line coach that got those guys to where they were, and now it's just boom, we're back to young guys, and we have to, you know, we need to develop them back up, and we're right now in that next phase, and we can get that up front. And then, you know, Dave, I truly believe our receiving corps one of the best in the conference.
Yeah.
And if we can get them the ball, they're going to go do special things. Alante Hare is really a talented player. And we got to get the ball in his hands more. And how do we do that? It's all of the above. We got to protect better. We got to throw the ball better. We've got to be able to call plays that can get him in some opportunities where he's one-on-one with guys. But at the end of this thing, Dave, we evaluate everything. And, you know, Coach Smith is all day today. He was working on looking at things that we were consistent on, things we weren't consistent on, things that we were good at, things that we weren't good at. And then what we do is we go into spring ball, and all spring we're watching film. And then when we get into spring ball, the things we weren't good at, we're either going to work on it or we're going to throw it out. And then the things that we were good at, let's keep building on it. Let's keep getting better at it. And I'm really excited about what Coach Smith brings for an offense. And it comes with a running quarterback, and you need to have an O-line that can push people around. And those are some things that we need to attack, and we need to address in the offseason. So I'm excited about it. I mean, I'm excited about the challenge. I'm excited about getting our guys better. And David, really, it started Monday. And we got our young guys. We're a developmental program. When you develop guys, sometimes you're going to have holes. And we were just in that hole. And now we got to develop this next group so that hole's no more. Because Dave, 3-8 is not what our program's about. It's not who we are. But it is what we were this year. And our team goals are to be one of the top teams in the conference in the country. And when you look at it, Dave, we sent two teams to the playoffs this year in our conference. Mm-hmm. Mines has 9 wins. Pueblo has 8 wins. You have to win 8 games to have a chance at making playoffs. Last year, the only team that didn't make the playoffs that had 8 wins was Mesa. And I truly believe that they should have been in there, because the Northern Sun teams that went in there, the Armac teams took care of them pretty good. And I guess Angelo took care of the other one pretty good. So what I'm trying to get at is that's where we got to be. That's what our program's got to be. And I think we have the pieces to do it. I do, Dave. And we just got to get a few more pieces of that puzzle to get us to that point. And when you look in our conference is it's really geared around quarterbacks. And our conference got special quarterbacks. I mean, we voted on all conference, and every team has really good quarterbacks. And we've got to continue to grow at all of our positions.
Yeah, and you mentioned Alante Hare and the electricity in that receiving core. It's absolutely there. And you gave him, 16 targets, I think, on Saturday. Yep. So obviously he's somebody that you guys really have hopefully seen a nice connection there develop with him and Heath in that last game and then the course of this last year. But he's definitely a guy you're counting on moving forward as part of that group. Coach, running a little short on time, let's get into next year a little bit. A super early look at next fall, but the first 2 weeks still open for non-conference games as of right now. Where does it stand on getting some teams scheduled, and what's your strategy for that coming off of this year where, boy, it was a juggernaut for the first 5 weeks and not much of that you can control. The RMAC will set some of that, but those non-conference schedules, you guys get to work with other schools to put together. Where you stand on that one?
Dave, right now it's priority, that and recruiting is priority one. And right now we've got 6 commits already, half a dozen commits, which is the most we've ever had at this point of the year. We've got probably 40 kids coming in over December, and they're mostly amazingly our core recruiting states, and then January will be our out of area states with things. So recruiting's going well, really well.
Good.
The second piece is scheduling games. I have a game week 1 on a Thursday night. They sent us a contract, we signed it, but they sent it to us unsigned. So we're waiting for them to sign it back, and then as soon as they sign it and say it, I'll be able to do that. It is a team we've never played before.
Nice.
So that'll be kind of cool. And in an area we've never played for, that as far as I know. So that'll be neat also. Week 2 is still open. We're working on it. We're going to be going to that first game. So we have to have a home game number 2 because next year is the weird part of our schedule where we only have 4 conference games at home. So I'm not really interested in having 7 on the road and 4 at home. So we really need to try to get that home. And if we can't get it home, I'm going to have to make a decision whether we want to go buy an open week or not.
Yeah, that would be the 3 straight on the road to start the year with Black Hills State, a rivalry game in that 3rd game. So hopefully we can get somebody to come to the Rock and challenge us for that 2nd week. Coach, it's a wrap on the season. Thanks again for all that you and the guys and the program does for us to cover you and the team. We're so grateful for it and enjoyed being a part of it once again this year. Thanks again, Jay.
Yeah. Thank you, Dave. And I want everybody to just know at home that, I'm sorry that we were 3-8 this year. It is not what our program's about. And I can tell you, I've been a part of this program as a player and as a coach for 16 years. And I love Shattern, and I love being an Eagle, and I'm very proud to be the head football coach at Shattern State. And we are working our ever-living tails off to get this thing back right, and we will get it back right. And we appreciate everybody's support, and we appreciate the people that have our backs, because they're the ones that when we win, we're going to be slapping fives with. So thank you, and go Eagles.
The
Jay Long Show is presented by Shadron Glass and Windows. Whether you're looking to replace one broken window, upgrade your entire home or business with a beautiful new look, or replace a cracked vehicle windshield, you'll find your perfect glass solution at Shadron Glass and Windows. Save money this winter on energy costs and upgrade to more energy-efficient windows and doors. Stop in and see Judd at 139 Main Street or give Shadron Glass and Windows a call at 432-3268. That's 432-3268.
Tune in every Tuesday night during the season for the Jay Long Show, presented by Shadron Glass and Windows. Listen on demand by downloading archived shows on the CSC Sports page at panhandlepost.com.